things not understood. Sometimes you just have to wonder what were the people thinking when they did something which was strange. Humans all do strange things from time to time, but sometimes what someone, or some group do will be so strange we just have to scratch our heads. What I am about to tell you is strange for two reasons. One just wasn't enough in this case. A pit was discovered which has been dated back 3,600 years. If there would have been some artifacts in it, it would have been a surprise, but this pit contained a grisly find. The pit was full of hands. There were over one dozen of them and they were probably human. I say probably because they were huge. The pit was in Egypt. As if this wasn't enough, they were right hands. For thousands of years some people thought left-handed people could be evil. But I never heard of any reason to cut off a right hand except for stealing. There have been stories about ancient giants around for a long time. Some say angels mated with human women and produced Nephilim, which are giants. Could this prove it, and are these the hands of Nephilim? Maybe something else was going on, and there was a ritual which called for people with the biggest right hands to be brought to the high priests to have their hands cut off. This is all guesswork, of course. It turns out there is an ancient story which claims soldiers would cut their right hands off and be given gold for the deed. It is believed they did it for religious purposes since it was done at a temple. Since the hands were all very large, the people must have been selected from a group. This gives the saying, "Give me a hand," a whole new terrible meaning. Scientists were really scratching their collective heads after they sent a robot down to the ocean floor, which was at a depth of 4 kilometers. That is about 2.5 miles deep. No humans would ever go that deep except in a deep dive vehicle of some kind, because they would be crushed by the weight of the water. And yet what was found when the robot got down there? It found what looked like footprints of someone walking across the ocean floor. When the footprints were examined more closely, it was seen they were huge, being 2.5 meters in length. They made a 13-inch deep print. Scientists have come to the conclusion they could not have been created by any sea animals or during any mining operations. 3,500 footprints in all were found. Could giant aliens have made the prints? That is what some people are saying. Maybe we have some secret project we are not being told about which creates these footprints as it rolls under the sea. Supposedly there is an infection spreading across the world and many of us know nothing about it. It is named Candida auris. The reason it is such a threat is it is drug resistant. It is a fungus. We are told its main target is a person with a weak immune system. It is so deadly when a man died from it in the hospital it had spread to every corner of his room and the hospital had to get special cleaning equipment to disinfect the room. It was so infective even the ceiling was infected. This proves that not only have bacteria become resistant to drugs, so have fungi. Scientists have been studying a mystery in Antarctica for over 100 years. The mystery has to do with what has become known as jade bugs. Jade bugs are turquoise-colored icebergs and scientists still can't figure out why the bergs are this color. Sometimes the mystery of a murder never gets solved. Take Jack the Ripper for example. There are plenty of theories of who did it, but there is no proof, just speculation. There is a murder mystery in Australia which people have been trying to solve since 1994. It is called the Murder of the Rack Man. A fisherman was pulling into a bay and began to pull up his nets which seemed full. As the nets came out of the water, he soon found there was something strange in them. It looked like a large steel frame in the shape of a cross and there were bags tied to it. It turned out the bags were covering a human body of a man. The body had no identification on it. The man had been secured to the cross-like frame and suffered a killing blow to the head. Police could not tell if he was tied to the cross and hit in the head or killed first. The cross had been in the water anywhere from 6 months to a year. His fingerprints had dissolved. In those days DNA identification was new and the body was so waterlogged it wouldn't have worked. The cross was found to have been welded by an expert welder. It was so heavy authorities believe it would have taken more than one person to lift it. A large reward led to a dead end. No one ever found out who the man on the cross was and why he was killed. There were plenty of theories and no proof of anything. A road was built in the Great Smoky Mountains and $58 million was spent on it. In 1941, Fontana Dam was built in North Carolina. The land had been donated to the government by the Aluminium Company of America known as Alcoa. At the time, every company needed aluminium for the war effort. The dam flooded out many of the families and they had to move. Alcoa wanted the dam because of its electric power. The people who moved were either bought out or just left. To help these people, a road was being built from Bryson City to Deals Gap. The problem is the road goes to a bridge and on the other side is a barricade. The road ends and literally goes nowhere. It makes one wonder how many roads and bridges were built that serve no purpose. There are a lot of strange things in this world and one could make a career of trying to figure them out. There are treasures to look for, structures to explore which seem to have no purpose and strange rituals which were conducted which we still can't figure out why. Let's just say there is plenty to keep someone busy for the rest of their life if they want to get into these things.